We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 63 degrees now. The big income tax increase Kansas legislators enacted over Governor Sam Brownback's veto will not balance the budget by itself, despite immediately boosting the state's credit outlook. Lawmakers will have to continue relying on some of the same fiscal patches they've employed in recent years to keep the books balanced as state law requires. It's partly because legislators also approved an increase in spending on public schools to meet a state Supreme Court mandate. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. A fast-moving disturbance is heading in from the north, and that is spreading in some cloud cover, but fairly nice weather expected across south-central Kansas today. Our high 85 with a light southwest wind will be clearing off tonight down to 65, and then warmer and humid tomorrow, Tuesday, 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thanks, Dan. Now cloudy and 63 degrees. We've got a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. Two earthquakes shook parts of north and south-central Oklahoma over the weekend.
The U.S. Geological Survey recorded a magnitude 3.2 quake Saturday morning about 9 miles south of Blanchard. Earlier Saturday, the survey says a magnitude 2.6 tremor rattled about 15 miles east of Cherokee. No damage or injuries were immediately reported. Geologists say damage isn't likely in quakes below magnitude 4.0. Earthquakes of magnitudes 2.5 to 3.0 are generally the smallest that are felt by humans. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Vending machine sales of lottery tickets in Kansas are being blocked by Governor Sam Brownback. He vetoed a bill last week that had strong bipartisan support and declared that an expansion of state-run gambling would hurt the poor in the state the most. Lottery officials had worked for months to get lawmakers to pass the bill authorizing vending machine sales. They argued that it could boost annual sales by as much as $30 million and generate between $8 and $10 million in revenue to the state. Legislators agreed to dedicate much of the state's proceeds to community mental health services. A Shawnee County judge declared a mistrial in a murder charge against a Topeka man involved in a fatal road rage confrontation.
The jury on Friday said it was hopelessly deadlocked on the first-degree murder charge against 22-year-old Andre Clark Roiney Jr. in the October 2016 fatal shooting of 28-year-old Michael Stadler. The jury found Roiney guilty of aggravated assault and criminal discharge of a firearm. The Topeka Capital Journal reports testimony indicated people in two vehicles were bickering and making rude gestures toward each other when a gunman in one vehicle shot at a van Stadler was riding in, killing him. District Attorney Mike Kagay says he will try Roiney again on the murder charge. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Kansas officials say the state mental hospital in eastern Kansas failed to regain federal recertification after a survey in May.
That means the state will continue to lose up to $1 million a month in federal funds being withheld because the hospital doesn't meet federal standards. The government revoked Osawatomie State Hospital's certification in December 2015, citing safety and patient care issues. Department for Aging and Disability Services officials said Friday they were nevertheless encouraged because the surveys didn't cite the hospital for the same issues that cost it its certification. Instead, many of the issues dealt with the hospital's kitchen. KDADS Secretary Tom Keck says he expects the hospital to undergo at least two more surveys to get recertified. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS National News Time, 8:35.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan on the latest terror attack, the most recent in a string of them.
These have been a terrible few weeks for London. unprecedented in recent times.
The comments following a van attack against Muslims who had just left evening prayers in North London when they were mowed down. ABC's Tara Moran is outside the mosque where it happened.
This is the fourth attack in Great Britain in the past several months. This one, this time, the hatred, the terror directed against ordinary British Muslims emerging from their house of worship. And the Prime Minister, Theresa May, saying today this is a terror attack, and like all terror attacks, it is an effort to divide the British people. She vows, as do many officials, that it will fail.
Metropolitan Police Commander Cressida Dick says people in Muslim communities will see more police protecting them in the coming days. In fact, she says more police will be seen throughout the city. The German government offering condolences, saying it appears what happened was an act of blind hatred. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, 836 now, Stephen 10 in the morning. It is time for entertainment news. We call it the blur here on a Monday morning with Ted Woodward. Ted.
And coming back from the weekend, check in how the box office results piled up over the weekend for ticket goers. And Beyonce babies have arrived, and the death of Flounder.
You have no idea what a pleasure it is for me to finally beat you.
Hang on, did you say meet or beat?
No one's beating Cars 3 this weekend. The animated Disney Pixar sequel raced to a solid but lower than expected $53.5 million debut. Good for first.
I'm Diana of Themyscira.
Wonder Woman slips to second at its third weekend out, but is still doing big business, nearly $41 million.
Why me? Because I'm Tupac?
A better than expected third place opening for the Tupac Shakur biopic All Eyes on Me. Congratulations to Beyonce and Jay-Z. The music power couple welcomed twins sometime over the weekend. That's according to a report from People magazine. The twins joined their five-year-old sister, Blue Ivy.
Now on, your name is Flounder.
Stephen First played a lot of roles during his nearly 40-year career, but will forever be best known as Flounder from Animal House. He died Friday of complications from diabetes at age 63. I'm Christopher Watson.
We were stuck earlier for remembering the name of the actor who played Dean Wormer. It was a terrific, with a great voice.
Yeah, John Vernon.
John Vernon was his name. He was also in Point Blank with Lee Marvin. He had a great voice. A terrific, terrific guy.
Stephen First.
Yeah, Stephen First.
Enjoyed.
Is he the one who shot the horse in Dean Wormer's office accidentally? Or was that somebody else?
I'll have to check on that. Of course, he and Tom Hulce were the two youngsters in that movie that were getting initiated.
The freshman.
And I loved him in St. Elsewhere as Dr. Axelrod. And his character on St. Elsewhere passed away at a very young age. Of course, Stephen First left us a little too early.
Yeah.
Stephen First has passed away. Well, it's a big year for a former Beatle. Yesterday, a big birthday.
Paul McCartney, 75. The iconic singer, songwriter, and bassist hit the milestone just a couple of weeks after the Beatles' best-selling album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, turned 50. Yes, McCartney wasn't even 25 when he co-wrote one of rock's most iconic works. Woke up, fell out of bed. And he's still at it. The Sgt. Pepper's 50th anniversary re-release is back in the top five on the charts. He's in the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie, and he kicks off a new tour next month in Miami. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Makes me tired, and I'm not nearly as old as he is.
And of course, one of the stops on that tour is right here in Wichita, Kansas, in July, next month. Saw Paul McCartney now, 75 years old.
Sir Paul.
Sir Paul, that's there right. 20 years ago today, singer Bobby Helms passed away.
Bobby Helms.
Bobby Helms, of course, had two huge hits in 1957. My Special Angel.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, a song that is still played all the time today, Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah.
Bobby Helms.
How about that?
Died 20 years ago on this day. And we'll observe a few movie anniversaries today. It came out in Wichita theaters 25 years ago on this day, Batman Returns. Tim Burton's sequel to his original Batman flick. Michael Keaton back in the role as Bruce Wayne / Batman. Christopher Walken signing on as a corrupt business tycoon. The Penguin, played by Danny DeVito. Catwoman, played by Michelle Pfeiffer. Annette Bening was supposed to be the Catwoman. She was cast, in fact, but became pregnant. Had to pull out.
Oh, okay.
And Michelle Pfeiffer ended up getting the role. Batman Returns. The budget was $80 million. It grossed more than $250 million.
Money well spent.
Money.
Yeah.
Some people complain that the film was overwhelmingly dark and depressing, so it was a little bit less well-received than the first one with Jack Nicholson as the Joker. And I would tend to agree with that. I didn't care for the sequel as much. But every actress in Hollywood was up for Catwoman. The list of people who auditioned include Raquel Welch, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Madonna, Ellen Barkin, Cher, Bridget Fonda, Jennifer Beals, Susan Sarandon were in competition for the role.
Who did they pick?
Sean Young was originally chosen to be Vicki Vale from the previous film. She wanted to be Catwoman. In fact, she showed up at the production offices dressed in a homemade Catwoman costume, demanding an audition. She did not. Well, Annette Bening was cast.
Oh, okay.
But then she got pregnant, and it went to Michelle Pfeiffer.
Bening from Topeka and Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Batman Returns. That came out 25 years ago on this day. 30 years ago today, the release of the movie Roxanne. It was an updating of the Cyrano de Bergerac play done by Steve Martin.
Steve Martin with a big nose.
Steve Martin had the big nose. Took him 90 minutes every day to put on that nose. Steve Martin, Daryl Hannah, modern retelling of the Cyrano de Bergerac story.
Right.
And at one time that movie was hailed as one of the great comedies of all time and all this, and it's kind of faded away.
I saw it, and I didn't think there was anything funny about it at all. I thought it was...
You didn't care for it.
Kind of a stinko, really.
Mm. I liked it.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. Roxanne came out 30 years ago today. And we go back to a movie that came out 60 years ago on this day in Wichita theaters. I Was a Teenage Werewolf.
Okay.
I'm sure you've seen this one. Michael Landon.
Michael, was that his first film?
That kind of catapulted him to stardom.
Yeah.
It was originally released as a double feature with Invasion of the Saucer Men. The tagline on the poster said, "We dare you to see the most amazing pictures of our time."
The Invasion of the Saucer Men.
I Was a Teenage Werewolf. It was the first movie ever to have the word teenage in the title.
Is that right?
So
How about it heralded
a changing of the culture in which young people were really starting to kind of take over.
Those teenagers.
And the movie was shot in 7 days, so they didn't mess around.
They hurried.
They weren't messing around on this movie. It was it had an $82,000 budget. It grossed $2 million, so it made a ton of money. And it made a star to Michael Landon. He became a regular on Bonanza only 2 years after this movie came out.
Little Joe.
And but just the fact that it was a teenager that this was happening to was somewhat even shocking back in 1957.
I suppose,
you go. I Was a Teenage Werewolf. It came out 60 years ago today.
Along with the Invasion of the Saucer Men.
Yes, there you go. Entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. They've been at it since 1969, serving up tasty pizza week after week to the folks of South Central Kansas. You want a tasty pizza? You just drive right on down to K-15 to 208 South Baltimore, and you'll have yourself a great meal at Pizza John's in Derby.
The air capital is ready for the big air show in Europe. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.